All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Wheel Wednesday. It is Wednesday, hump day. We're here.
You did not just say that.
Hump day. Nick, you think there's something wrong with hump day?
No.
All right, so then what the hell are we talking about here? Welcome back. It's good to see you here. Let's see. I'm trying to think what's going on. Anything new that we have?
I really don't.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I have no idea what happened this weekend. I was working the entire weekend. I did not know.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not up to speed with anything that's going on.
Yeah. I can't really say. I'm in the project of working on an air drying system in my garage. So while that's not very exciting to a lot of people, I am trying to eliminate moisture from my air system. So I'm in the middle of soldering a whole bunch of copper pipe. So that's where we're at. Anyhow.
Anyways.
Moving back into it. So we wanted to bring you something that we've been promising for a little bit.
Right. We were supposed to do it last week, but
didn't work out.
Due to a whole bunch of
stuff.
Shipping reasons and other stuff.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it. But yep. This week, we're going to do it.
We are. So to not lead you down this path without telling you what it is, we have the new finish for the Hypergram. It is here. We're going to show you what that looks like. So this is the first time that you would have seen it other than some of the footage that we've shown you at SEMA, where you saw it on Trevor from Motion Auto's Supra and on the A90 Supra, which is RevMatch TV's yellow A90, right?
Right.
So we have the new finish here. We'll tell you what that is. We're also going to talk about some other...
We'll get through sizes, bolt patterns.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much we'll get into, like, the super in-depth about the entire wheel, because the Hypergram has been out for a while. But what we will do is we introduced some different specs and sizing and some thing and some other fitments that you may not be privy to. You may not have even known that we did.
Possible.
Yeah, and I would say within the last 6 months. So
okay,
we'll run through those. I'll kind of specify them to you because we have some other sizing, and we even made a couple other molds for some different things that we didn't have before. So if you weren't checking the website or looking for this specifically or missed one of our Instagram posts, by the way, speaking of Instagram, if you are not following us on Instagram, it would be really swell if you go over and do that.
Head over to our Instagram.
This is a great time, if you wouldn't mind, just giving us that thumbs up and going ahead and subscribing down below. Yeah, it's down there. Just click that, baby. Trust me. You'll like that.
The animation, I think it's here.
In the animation, but if you're not going to put the animation here, then the button is down there. Anyhow.
Anyways.
Let's get straight into it.
Let's get into the wheel.
The new finish.
Do you want to show it to them?
Yeah, let's set it up. The new finish is a you ready? We'll bring it right up. I don't want to drop it on the table because it makes loud noises. Okay.
I don't know if it's,
are we even showing the right thing?
Straight up.
It is because I'm looking at the valve stem. It's over here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
So this is the new finish of the Hypergram. It is. We're going to tell you why we did it like this. Because we're going to have some people say, why didn't you do black? Anyhow, so the new finish of the Hypergram is what we're calling, and I want to make sure I say it right, metallic carbon with machine lift.
You don't remember the name for it?
I do, but you know what it is? Like, you know, after so many different wheel finishes, sometimes I'll be like, oh, you know, I'll jockey the words around. So this is metallic carbon. With machine lift. Just double checking.
Corner over there.
I do, for some of the specs, because we all know to remember all of them would be a little bit annoying. Oh, so anyhow.
Be the wheel expert. Anyways.
Well, you know. So basically, this, what you're looking at, is a B profile. So this is an 18-10.5 at a 25mm offset.
Oh, these came in A and B profiles? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was just the one.
And that will kind of lead us into one of our next points. But the center here is a really dark metallic graphite type finish. So it's not black. It's very dark appearing, and if you go look at some of the footage, you'll see from SEMA. Right, so we've had a lot of people say the black with a machine lip, but it's not. It's really dark metallic. There's a lot of advantages to doing a dark metallic over like a gloss black. First is when you do machine with gloss black, I tend to feel sometimes it looks a little commodity, right?
What do you mean?
It's just that, like, you know, there's so many wheels out there now that have machine and gloss black that it starts to look like a little bit run of the mill. So I think the charcoal changes that. It also really adds another dynamic and element for cars, especially in when you start breaking up the tire between the wheel. Now, this wheel is machine lip, so you don't really have that problem as much.
Yeah.
But, you know, the one thing about black wheels is that when you just do a black center, the light just super gets sucked in, right? And the wheel, if it's not standing still with good lighting, you really can't see any of the details.
Right.
Going just a touch lighter into that dark graphite type thing gives you a little bit more of a view on some of the details. So
gotcha.
That was kind of our thought there. I think we should talk about why we didn't just do it like... we talked about what you do in black, but like we could have done a black painted finish, which people have asked us for a while.
Why the machine lip? Why not the whole wheel?
Yeah.
Whole
wheel what?
The black graphite charcoal.
Oh, like why didn't we just do the wheel full painted?
Full painted, right. Yeah.
So one of the things that we've been hearing for a long time now within our line is people saying things like, you know, how come you don't have any wheels that, like, you know, in the flow form stuff that has machine lips, or how come you don't have anything with a lip, or, you know, different things like that. So The one thing about machining a lip is it helps the lip stand out.
Gotcha.
From the wheel, right? And the other thing is, too, is that we could have easily done this wheel in matte black, and I'm sure it would have sold just fine. The issue with that is we have other matte black wheels. We have a Decagram. We have, you know what I mean? So when you start to think about the line in totality, what we're trying to do here is we're trying to make sure that we are giving you options on a whole.
Right.
And that's kind of one of the reasons that we decided to do something a little bit different by machining the lip and making the dark carbon center.
I mean, it looks good. And
it is a good one.
And we also... We also just released a little wheel with a black center.
Yeah.
Countergram. So, You know, I think they would have looked a lot more similar if they were both black with the machine lip.
Yeah, and the one thing we mentioned, and if you haven't checked it out yet, the new wheels, we have podcasts that we've done a few weeks ago. We talked about the new...
3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped the
Hexaform and the Countergram. But yeah, Countergram was 3 weeks ago. Yeah. The Hexaform was after that.
Yeah. I'm worrying on the B profile for that one.
Right. But we spoke about, like, you know, the different finishes, and the reason that we actually had done the matte black, matte machine finish on instead the Countergram
gloss,
is because we were trying to create differentiation, and when we did this one in gloss to now do another machine lip in gloss, we felt like we're not really giving you the big picture options, right? So I think the wheel came out really nice. Like, in person, I wasn't really sure. I'll be honest with you. I was not sure. When we decided to do this, I was like, you know what? I don't know. Like, I my tuner kind of self, my preference, is I want this wheel full painted, right?
Really?
I personally, I'm more of a full paint wheel type of guy.
I get it.
But
I kind of like, I don't know, I kind of like the machine lips.
It
does break it up a little bit.
And you know what? Honestly, like, when I saw the Supra at SEMA, at first I was like, I wasn't really sure. Like, I don't know if I love it. The more I was next, like, into it, like, the more I realized, no, it's good looking. It's really good looking. So,
I mean, it looked good on both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. It definitely holds its place. So, we're pretty pumped to actually, one, be able to show this one to you.
So let me ask you. So you said this is a B profile.
Yep.
I noticed the mounting surface is really thick back here.
Yeah, the mounting pad would be because it's a really low offset, right? So
what offset is it? 25?
Yeah, it's a 25, which, you know, some people will be like, oh, it's, you know, not really. Actually, maybe it's an 11. We must look like a bunch of idiots right now. Oh, yeah, it's right there. Yeah. This is an 18 by 11 and a 15 offset. That's why it's so.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep. So this is an 18 by 11. Let's give him a little profile shot. Can we try to give him that? So, yeah. So this is an 18 by 11 at a plus 15 offset. This is probably right around that sweet spot of how wide and big we want to go. Now, we have, I just heard this yesterday, so I figured, like, hell, throw it out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's like, why don't you just do, like, wider wheels than that? I was like, because 99.5% of people that want to run wheels, 18 by 11 and a 15 is still a grip load of wheel, right?
Yeah.
So for us, I mean, especially in the terms of motorsport, you know, there was guys like, you know, when we talk about how we take direct feedback from motorsports and from our sponsor drivers, you know, to give credit where credit's due, James Houghton and Chris Borsma were kind of the leading forces behind getting us to do an 18 by 11.
Right.
And James was really the major push there. He was basically saying, hey, look, you know, for some of us dudes that are trying to run 305 tires, like, you know, the 10.5 is just, you know, is just
a little not, bit too,
yeah, it's just a little bit too short. And it would feel better on the 11s. And, you know, after listening to him, we were like, we can do this. So we just were like, all right, screw it. We did the 18 by 11 for them and offered it. And that came at the end of the middle part of last year.
So let me ask you, that's a pretty good question. So how much more does it take to get it that much wider? So you said that we had a 10.5. So how much more does it take to get it to an 11? Do you need more material? Is it the material, since it's flow formed, is it just stretched out that much more using the same amount of material, or how does that work to get that little
half inch? So in this particular example, we were actually able to utilize the current 10.5 mold and pull it to 11. So nice. It can't possibly. Actually, do I have the weight on the 11? I don't know if I have it with me right now. I'm double checking. No, I don't have the 11. I think it's 19.84 pounds.
As opposed to the 10.5 is what?
The 10.5 is 19.06 pounds.
Okay.
So it's about 3/4 of a pound heavier in the 11 at a 15 offset. So I guess the first thing we could talk about why, but as far as answering your question, as far as pulling this, that mold was able to go. So there's two things that we have to do to get there. The first thing we have to be able to do is we have to be able to get the width out of the mold.
Right.
The next thing we have to be able to do is compensate the PCD or the center part where the mounting surface is to compensate to bring it to a 15 millimeter offset.
Right.
And so we do that with the use of inserts, and I won't get too technical, but basically there's a separate piece of the mold that goes into the center, which actually would cause more depth here to be able to bring the pad backward.
Back to push the wheel out when it's mounted to the car.
Yeah. And so this wheel, because it's a 15 millimeter offset and it's so wide, you can see this wheel actually has a bunch of caliper clearance.
Yeah.
Sure. But, I mean, the odds of you being able to run this on the front of your car for it to even really matter are pretty small. But, you know, but with the race guys and guys like James Houghton who are going to run, you know, decent-sized brakes and put this on the front.
In the front, yeah.
That, you know, like that is a help. Mm-hmm. So, anyhow, so that's the answer to that.
Okay.
That's
pretty interesting. I was really wondering about that.
Yeah, so that's the deal. So we did the 18 by 11, and again, that feedback came from our racers, so that's interesting. We released some new – this is a new finish. We know that. We know that we make the wheel in race bronze. We know that we make the wheel in the Mac Ray, and we have stopped making, which it ran a lot longer than I thought it was going to run, which is the red opal, which is a candy red in this finish. We have
really?
Yep.
I didn't even know that it came in that finish.
Yeah, it did. We started phasing it out. Just time to move on. So,
So there's only three finishes in this right now.
So we've done that. We introduced some new sizing that you may not be aware of on this wheel. The first thing we did is we actually made another mold last year to introduce a 17 by 10 with a B profile. So the same, a concave profile, 17 by 10. We have it at two offsets. It's either at 18 or 43.
Wow.
So the 43 and the 7, and stuff like that, that is available exclusively through Goodwin Racing.
What is that designed to be on?
So originally, one of the things that was designed to be on was, the race NC Miatas.
Nice.
But also, 17 by 10 and a 43, you're going to find a lot of S2000 type of guys that can go there. You may even find some, modern day Civic guys that are looking to do that. But, you may find a lot of other places for having a wider, higher offset wheel.
Right.
And because it's not an 11 or a 10.5, you actually, you're probably pushing the envelope of where you need it to be, but it's not an inch and a half or an inch more than that.
Okay.
So
what are some of the bolt patterns for the new size?
Well, so in the 17 by 10, we did a 5.4 and 4.5. Getting a little tongue-tied. So that's where it sits. I mean, if we find room,
and that's the only
bolt pattern, 5.4 and 5, but inavailable in both offsets.
Right. And it also comes in both profiles. It comes with an A and a B profile.
No. Or? So the 17 by 10 is only a B profile.
Okay.
We already make a 17 by 9 and a 17 by 8, and that's A profile.
Right. Okay. So because it's wider, chances are it might not be run in the front of the car, so...
Yeah, most likely. I mean, so. I would say not, except for, the 17 by 10, at a 43, the idea is that the race NC guys, Miata guys, they will be running that wheel square.
Right.
Right? But these are guys that flared the car, bigger fenders, yeah, whatever it may be.
Cars look awesome, and...
Right. Just like Nick's. So, so that was an addition that we did last year. Also, again, we did the 18 by 11, and we introduced some new sizing in offsets. So if you haven't been back to check out the website, you may want to go check that out. We also did an 18 by 10.5 and 5 1/120 at a 25. So we have had a few solid BMW racers on those wheels last year.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like Tony Fuentes, if he's involved with SCCA. American endurance racing, and he does grid light of events, and I think he does some global time attack. Also, Christina Lamb. Oh, that's a good point. I totally forgot about Farouk's. My bad. So Christina Lamb, she races a BMW E46, and yeah, just like you pointed out, and we've done the video with Farouk Kouai.
Right. He has which ones? He has the
So last year on his BMW he ran the hypergrams, and this year he is changing to an S chassis for Formula Drift Pro. So if you want to know any more about that, head over to our YouTube channel. If you're on iTunes, or head over to our YouTube channel. Just look below. If you're already on YouTube, just look below. It's there, and he kind of talks about his car and his intentions of changing chassis.
Yeah, we did a walk around of his car.
We did. Yeah. So let's see. We did that. We did that fitment. Let's see what else we got going on here. I'm trying to remember exactly all the ones that we did. But any ones that we kept the new sizing on, that is available. Man, all the information.
List. There's a lot of available sizes. Though.
Yeah. All that information is available on our website. So, nice. Go check it out. You know what I mean? That's the deal. Today was a little bit more of a product-centric type of podcast. We usually don't try to go there that much, but Yeah, I guess the last few weeks have been, because we were doing the Countergram, we were doing
what was it?
The new Hypergram finish and the Hexagram.
Yeah, I mean, all month, really. I think New Year's, we spoke about all three wheels, didn't we?
But we didn't
maybe
have
it was
this,
the week after.
But we didn't have this finish.
We didn't have this one. We briefly mentioned it, and then like we kind of got into that we were going to talk about all of them. But we finally got this one, luckily.
And we got to shoot this one now because the pictures are not up on the website, and I'm sure that some people have wanted to see that. But the good news is about this wheel, just to throw this out there. I wish I had said this in the beginning. These wheels, while the Countergrams and the Hexaforms are a little bit ways out, these wheels will actually be here fairly soon.
Within,
I would
like,
say
a nice couple weeks, right?
I really think so. I think you're really going to start seeing them pop up
like
really soon.
End of February, early March, somewhere.
Honestly, I think it's going to even be earlier than that. I think you're going to start to see some wheels landing in mid-February.
Nice.
And I know Goodwin Racing will have, you know, the 15s and 17s, I believe, early, right in that early window. And then I think some of the other sizing should be there just a week or two later. So if you are interested, now is a great time to start pre-ordering if this is the color you want. Because I promise you that on the first, well, you know what it is? It's not because I'm trying to hype it in as far as it's this finish, it's going to kill it. What I'm saying is that in launch years, with any wheel, when we do some new changes or whatever it may be, it takes a while to build inventory, and we have to make sure we're producing, like, we only have so much production that we can do at one time.
Right.
So we stab at A numbers and B numbers, and so we brought plenty of these in. But it may be a little bit longer before we get the next round of these. So once these start to cycle through to our dealers.
Once the first round starts to go out, it'll be a while before the second.
It could potentially be. So I would say if you're interested in this finish, this is a really solid time to call your retailer, get your name on a list, you know, whatever it may be. Because I promise you, usually the first runs and when people are trying to get their hands on them, they go super quick. They just do. And it's not a threat. I mean, they'll be back again. It's not their, you know, it's a brand new wheel. It's a brand new finish. It's a brand new finish. So, that's the deal. I don't know. Is there anything else you wanted to mention, talk about today?
Not really. I mean, just kind of glancing over.
See if we can.
The bolt patterns. I
give
noticed
them a little freehand spin while we're on the camera. If you're on iTunes, this is a great time to not be on iTunes. I don't know.
I think that's pretty much it. I mean, yeah. I was just glancing over the bolt patterns. I saw 4x100, 5x108, 5x120, 5x4.5.
5x112, 5x108, 5x4.5, 5x120. Yeah, there is a 4x108. We do a 4x108 and 17x8.
For those Fiesta guys?
For the Fiesta ST crowd.
Nice.
So we got you covered there. That's available in Mac Ray. So anyhow, this is the new metallic carbon with machine lip. We hope you like it. We're jazzed to see. If you end up getting these, we would really, really like to see
pictures.
Videos, tag us on Instagram. Go ahead and maybe DM us and be like, hey, look, you know, I just got them on or whatever it may be. It's always exciting to see the newer stuff go out there. And because we're in that process of trying to gather some photos for the first time, you may be surprised and find your car shared.
To be featured on our Instagram page.
Yeah,
or
definitely.
Or both.
That's right. Or both. So that's kind of it. We have some new content coming your way on Friday. As always, in just a few hours, we will be going live on Instagram. We do
if
that.
You're watching this on Wednesday.
That's a valid point. You know, I didn't think about that. That's a valid point. If you're watching it,
3 p.m. every Wednesday, we go live. We answer your questions. We do a poll the day before, just in case anybody, you know, doesn't get to.
To
ask us live, because we post the live streams afterwards, so your questions will still be answered even if you miss it. So
yeah, for the most part,
go to our Instagram page.
Yeah,
check
3 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday. So so that's really it. We appreciate you coming along for the journey of El New Finisho on
Spanish is terrible.
It really is. but we appreciate you coming along for the journey and kind of hanging out with us. We also thank everybody for subscribing to our YouTube channel. and watching some of these videos. We've been trying to put out a lot of content that's really informational based. Nick has one coming on Friday. So make sure you check that out. That's going to be on how to choose the right size wheel for your car. And I know it sounds super basic, but for some reason...
You'd be surprised.
It happens people, every time.
It's tough.
Yeah. Every time I think something's too primitive to do, we do it, and it seems to be those that get the best response. So that's it. As always, if you have any questions, comments, anything like that, make sure you throw them down below. We'll do our best to answer them. We try to answer every single thing that we can possibly answer. And, yeah, if you haven't done it yet, like, subscribe, thumbs up, all that good stuff. And then that's it. I don't know. We hope you have a good week. We will catch you. For those who are watching on Wednesday, we'll catch you in a little bit. And for those that are not, we will catch you next week. Unless you're watching later in the week, in which case we'll just catch you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.